Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We're going to have a training camp, mandatory mini camp update for you coming up. It's OTAs. It's mandatory mini camp. It's training, and then it's practice. Anyhow, whatever it's called, we're going to have an update for you in a second. Zach Meisel just talked about some of the things going on, and he's hoping that we see C.J. Kafis soon enough. Well, he's been hitting like crazy. Why not? When Chase DeLauder is ready, Tom, I don't think that this is a situation where you need to leave him down there for extra time. Bring him up. It's time. You need somebody. But I think this, if you bring up one of those guys, it's decision time on some of the other guys on the roster.
100% right.
Are you going to make trades? Are you going to release a guy like Nolan Jones, which to me would be a silly move because he actually looks like, the numbers might not be showing it right now, but he's warmed up. He looks like a guy who can play in the majors and play, you know, have a nice career. What do you do with Lane Thomas? Are you going to keep playing David Fry even though he can only hit? Jonathan Rodriguez was tearing it up in AAA, but does he fit into this? And then you got Manzardo, who's not playing. Should you send him down to AAA? If they make that move with one of those young minor league guys, I think you're going to have decisions to make.
I agree with you. And it's the middle of June, and this is getting to be a very interesting juncture of a season, right? And I also, unfortunately, we've seen this in the past too, Jeff. When you bring up a guy like DeLauder or Kafis at this time of year, when a team is struggling, suddenly the pressure that would already be on them gets magnified because they're viewed as, okay, this is the kid that's supposed to come up and save our lineup or provide some pop to our lineup. And that just adds another layer of pressure that a young kid doesn't need. And that's why teams are sometimes so reluctant to make a move like that because they don't want a kid to come up and suddenly have some failure and lose their confidence and then have to go back down to the minor leagues. We've seen that many times, right? We've seen that yo-yo effect. So I'm with you, Jeff. If they do make that move with one of those two guys, and I think that day is, to Zach's point, could have happened if they weren't facing four straight lefties over the last few days. That may have happened already. And I think you're right. I think that when it does, they have to really evaluate, okay, how much longer can we ride with Lane Thomas? Would it be better for David Fry maybe to sit out the rest of the year? Who knows?
I mean, yeah, I don't know what you do with him.
Yeah, I don't either, especially because it's now impacting the Manzardo situation, right? Mm-hmm. You want to get him as many at bats as you can. You know what David Fry can give you. I think they're just hoping again for, you know, not lightning in the bottle, but, you know, for him to be the all-star player that he was last year, and it's going to take some time.
Mandatory minicamp rolling in Berea. What's going on right now? I'll tell you. First 11 on 11 of the day, day two, Dano,
Dylan Gabriel is first up with the first team drill for the second straight day, going up against the first team defense, gentlemen.
Daryl Ryder on Twitter, at Ryder Wrong Fan. Daryl sums it up very nicely. Because we see Dylan Gabriel go back, Daryl's got video, and he says he is forced to kill worms. Dylan Gabriel had to spike
the
ball.
I've seen that play before. The one where nobody's open and he's under duress and you got to throw it into the ground. I've seen that play. It doesn't work. I don't know why they don't throw that one out.
All right, now tell me this one.
I believe that one is called Oh, Word I Can't Say on the Internet.
Daniel Thomas.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to look at any stats from mandatory minicamp and give anything to anything. The defensive players aren't trying to knock your head off. They're not rushing very much. They're can I get around my guy by just like moving, because we're not wearing pads. There's nothing going on. I'm not looking at stats. Again, it's like, how many threes did you hit in pregame warmup in an NBA game? Yeah. And how many base hits did you get in batting practice before the Guardians take on the Reds? These stats mean nothing. This might mean something. Dylan Gabriel, first guy up.
I think so too, Jeff. I think obviously you would expect one of the two rookies to be first up because they need the reps. The team needs to see what these guys have got, see what they're all about. And I also think that it means that he's probably a little bit more advanced in terms of what he can handle schematically in the playbook, et cetera. I think he's ready to get his shot. And so I'm with you. I think that's about the only thing that matters is, who's in first, who's going against who. Everything else kind of goes out the window, because even in 11 on 11s, and again, not hitting each other, short pants, running around, glorified gym class.
As long as a quarterback's wearing an orange jersey,
yeah,
you really don't.
Yeah,
you can't give a whole lot of credibility to any passing stats out of a practice.
No, I don't put a lot of stock into a lot of this. But again, good to get a look at him and then see what he's all about. That's what this year and this summer is going to be devoted to.
Oh, but there's more news with quarterbacks.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Joe Flacco running with the twos so far early on today.
Heaven forbid.
Joe Flacco hanging with the backups.
Is that okay? Tom, I look at this. And I continue to think this, and Andy hates me for it, and folks call the show and they hate me for it. I can't imagine them starting the season with Joe Flacco as their starting quarterback.
You can't.
I can't.
I can. Very easily.
Tell me why.
Because he's the most proven quarterback that you have. You had success with him 2 years ago, right?
For five games.
For five games.
But they were, I will say, boy, were they fun. Boy, were they fun.
It's the best month I had in my 26 years of covering the Cleveland Browns.
He lit it up.
He was unbelievable.
He lit it up.
It was magical.
He lit it up.
So, again, think about what this year is supposed to be about. It's about figuring out whether or not these couple of kids that you've got are ready. They're not ready.
If Flacco starts, I can't imagine Pickett being the backup. I would think he's gone.
He's gone. I would think so too. And then you have come to the realization that
you better get a quarterback moving forward.
Yeah. Or Shadour or Dylan can be your number two, and we'll see what happens.
Right.
As we know in Cleveland, the quarterback line moves, right? So you got to worry about, Joe getting hurt or Kenny getting hurt, and then suddenly running into a situation where you did a couple years ago, where suddenly your rookie quarterback, in this case DTR, was out there starting games well before he was ready to, right? That was a situation you would have hoped the Browns would have learned from. But Jeff, I can see a scenario where Joe Flacco is just ordained as your starter.
Would it be
midway through training camp and you just go with him?
Because Kenny Pickett didn't look good?
Yeah, possibly. Okay. Or because you have other plans. I mean, we don't know exactly what this team is thinking beyond what they've got with these four guys right now. Right now it's about evaluating these four guys, figure out a pecking order, and go from there.
All right, everybody calm your panic. We have an update. Joe Flacco now throwing with the ones. Oh, Dylan boy. Gabriel with the twos and red zone drills. So it's okay. I know everybody
he's been
had
promoted
a 5-minute panic.
Good for him. See, that's Joe Flacco for you.
Everybody had a 5-minute panic. It's okay.
That's Joe Flacco for you. That's classic.
He does things.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's classic. I like that a lot. So that's a good thing there. Quinshon Judkins, Daryl has a little video of Quinshon and Dylan Sampson doing the little footwork drill around the bags. And Quinshon looks as nimble as the guy who's 20 pounds lighter than he is. He was on the morning show with Ken and Anthony today, Dano, and sounds like a pretty confident young guy.
Yeah, thinks that his foundation that he had with Ohio State and running in their offense can definitely help him when it comes to getting ready for the Browns season.
For myself, it's pretty similar. Pro-style offense, run game first, throwing game, pass game as well. I like the way that our coaches implement each and every different type of plays and run schemes into the offense and just help guys like me show my versatility.
I'm anxious to see him, Tom.
Me too. Not only did I like him last year, when he was at Mississippi,
he was
I mean, he led the SEC in rushing,
right?
Didn't he?
And he was the guy. He wasn't splitting.
Yeah. I mean, he was carrying the ball 30 times a game. So he does a lot of things really well. I'm really interested in seeing him. And you know, we can we kind of make a little bit of fun of some of these videos. We see Dan Lobby from Cleveland.com and I used to laugh every day in camp because I was always one that would try to put running back content out on the X, guys going through drills and stuff. But I'd be honest with you, when you have the access like that and you're able to get up as close as we are in Berea to watch these guys and do their footwork and stuff, I was always fascinated by the difference you can see and who can really do these drills well and who struggles. And sometimes that equates to what they can do on the football field, believe it or not.
That is actually really true. How do you see this running back situation going this year? I wonder, you know, you had Nick Chubb, and Nick was clearly the number one guy, but I think Nick was at his best, arguably, when Kareem Hunt was right there with him. And that was a really nice combo, Tom. And Kareem got a lot of touches as well. I would hope, personally, that Dylan Sampson shows enough that he can become what Kareem Hunt was to Nick Chubb.
Nice complimentary piece. You give him the ball here and there. Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't know if it'll become a David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs split like they have in Detroit. Even though that's become the new vogue.
That model seems to be working, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Cross league.
And they're both fresh, you know, they both serve their purpose. Montgomery's great around the goal line, but they don't take him out when they're in the middle of the field. You know, they're alternating series a lot. I wouldn't mind that here.
Well, and especially with two young guys, you know, they're going to have the understanding that, hey, you know, I'm not ready to be the number one. Neither is he. Let's do this together. I think it's a good way to go about things. I mean, and I mentioned it earlier. I thought the way that that Ohio State handled Judkins and Henderson really made them a more dangerous team and a better offense because they were both fresh when they got out there. And yeah. I know, and as long as, you know, guys can kind of put
especially
their,
late in the game when the defense isn't.
Exactly. Suddenly you get a fresher guy out there. As we know, that system worked, as you mentioned before, Jeff, that system worked incredibly well when Hunt and Chubb were going full bore a couple years ago. So maybe that's what Kevin is doing. He's going back to, hey, this worked for us in the past. Let's give it a shot again.
When we come back, Shedeur Sanders gets a lot of hype, gets a lot of interest. He was taken in the fifth round. Does that mean anything? History will tell you, yes, it does. We'll keep you updated with what's going on at camp, but why you don't get too excited about guys taken in the fifth round, despite the hype and despite their name. Next on Baskin and Phelps, Tom Withers in for Andy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.